Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to go inside the West Coast camp with Ford's coach Luke Webster. Luke, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Tom King and Lee Brown with you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, how are things shaping up for the Eagles in terms of conditions at Optus Stadium?
Yeah, g'day Tom and Brownie. Look, it's a really good day here. It's a little bit overcast. But the group's in a really good space. And really looking forward to a good contest against Collingwood.
Yeah, you've found some momentum. It's hard to believe you're two different clubs. The club that was in the hub that just seemed to not be able to get anything to go right for them, as opposed to the one that get the comforts of home and all of a sudden things change.
Yeah, certainly. I think we learned a lot about our group. We're probably early days, just didn't play our best footy and a few things didn't go away, but then they found their groove and, hopefully again today we hit our straps.
Geelong listeners want to know how Tim Kelly's fitted into the group. It's probably been a bit of a rough ride. He goes home and he wants to be back closer to family with his partner and three children, and then finds himself being dragged to the other side of the country to a hub and away from that family network that his family craved while he was in Geelong. Can you give us a bit of an insight into how, I suppose, it's impacted his footy, both negatively going to the hub but then coming back and probably being a bit more positive?
Yeah, look, he's integrated into the group really well. As you mentioned, the big part of him coming home was to be around his family network. He was actually lucky enough when we did go to the hub, his partner, his kids came along. So he still had that connection, but then obviously loses the broader connection of the rest of his WA family. But, I think he's starting to find his straps as well now. And again, hopefully he can put his best foot forward today and help us through the midfield.
Webby, Brownie, good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
It's simple to say, you're away from home, you're in a hub and you didn't play great footy. You come home, you're happy and you're playing better footy. But surely there's a bit more to that. What's turned around for the team to start playing, back to some of your better footy?
Yeah, look, we've got a lot better around the contest. Our midfielders probably weren't. They were giving us some reasonable supply, but we've gotten a little bit better around the contest, which again has allowed us to get some more inside 50s and give our forwards some more opportunity. And again, we slightly just tinkered around with how we defend and changed a few things in that space, which is really now starting to come out for us.
And you said you got some more forward 50 entries. You certainly had that last week. And Josh Kennedy, good to see him get back on the board and kick a nice little bag of goals. But the forward line is starting to work together a bit better.
Yeah, definitely. We probably, as I mentioned before, with some lack of opportunities with low inside 50s, we're now starting to get that. And as you mentioned, with Josh starting to get together last week, and I thought Jack Darling's game last week, although he didn't really shoot the lights out from a scoreboard impact, but I thought he competed really well and halved a lot of contests, which brought our smalls into the game as well too. And obviously Josh did his thing. So they're starting to work together, and we really want to continue to get that supply to our forwards and let them do their thing.
And obviously coming up against Collingwood today, they had a fantastic win against Geelong last week. They lose to Goey. Where's it going to be won and lost today?
Yeah, it's obviously a big loss for them. It's always hard to replace a goal like that. But, they have been a quality outfit all year. I think the contest is really going to be won in and around the contest. Both very strong midfields. There's obviously going to be a great battle in the ruck between Nat Newey and Grundy. And there's some good battles all over the ground. Even the ones in our forward line have got to take on a really good back line six that's working together really well with Moore and Roughhead. And Maynard and Chris are all in, career best form. So I think if we can get the job done around the contest and get into our forwards and get to work in that contest part, we'll go a long way to obviously helping us win the game.
And you mentioned some of those Collingwood defenders in Maynard and Crisp who give a fair bit of run, but Darcy Moore who can intercept and create from the half-back line. Do you go in with a plan for those sorts of guys, particularly Moore, or do you back in Darling and Kennedy to get the job done and play your brand of footy?
Yeah, we're certainly going to back in our boys. Like every club, you would talk about what ifs if guys are starting to impact the game in areas that you want to shut them down. So we've got some ideas in place, but again, we just want to back our group in. And as I mentioned, I thought Jack Darling and particularly Josh Kennedy, and even having Oscar Allen in the side now, that extra tall, to compete in the air for us. I thought they did a great job last week. If they bring that same intensity, hopefully it'll go a long way to get the job done against their back six.
for Prestige. Jayco, 2020 can be your year to jump into Jayco. What are you waiting for? Speaking with Eagles forwards coach Luke Webster. Luke, with Jared Cameron this week, did you go back to round 17 last year, find the video and show him the four goals and say, well, this is what you can do against Collingwood. We'd like to see that again, please.
Yeah, certainly. We had a good look at their vision from last time, and you know, he's building really well. Obviously had a very interrupted pre-season, and then obviously with the break with the COVID-19 stuff, and then still getting his way back to full fitness. And you know, I think he's starting to have some small impacts, and hopefully this week we see what we saw in round 17 last year.
You've been coaching the Waffle side in the last couple of years with the Eagles. Jackson Nelson, he's a Geelong boy, and probably this time 12, 13 months ago, he was treading water. He got his spot middle of last season and played out the year, and then new contract, and seems to be playing as a completely different footballer to what we saw in the first half of 2019.
Yeah, certainly. He's playing with a lot of confidence. We always knew that Jacko would have his ability to be able to really dominate at AFL level. We've seen that at patches throughout the last couple of years, but I think this year he's really grabbed his opportunity and defending really well, but give us some good run and drive as well too, which has been fantastic to see.
Yep. Just for Eagles fans, Mark Hutchings, how far away? Had him listed as a test this week. Was he close?
Yeah, look, he trained pretty well. He's been building nicely over the last few weeks. He got through a good volume of training yesterday, which was great to see. And I think he's not too far away, whether it's next week or the week after. But, yeah, he's certainly building well and really looking forward to having a guy like Mark Hutchings back up and going and ready for selection.
I was going to say, he might not have been a bad one to have today with the likes of Treloar and Adams and Pendlebury. Somebody probably needs to be stopped.
Yeah, definitely. He's always been a great role player for our club. He's always handy to have in the team. And certainly if he was available this week, I'm sure he would have been strongly considered.
Now, Luke, we like to stitch up members of the K-Rock team. You got any good brownie stories from your time together at Freo?
There's probably a few, but I'm not sure if we're allowed to talk about them on the radio. But, oh, no, he's a good fella, brownie. I won't put him in anything. Enjoyed playing with him and enjoyed, obviously, having a good friendship with him over the last few years.
Yeah, he's not a bad bloke. We keep pulling him back here at K-Rock, so we've got a no-idiot policy, and he seems to dodge
keep
that.
Sneaking in.
You keep dodging that at the start of every year when contracts come up for a renewal. Hey, Luke, really appreciate your time. Great to have you on K-Rock Football, and good to talk, and we wish you the very best of luck for this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
We will. Luke Webster joining us, thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.